As long as there are domineering powers in the world whose economy relies on selling arms, there will never be a time without war. Wars are extremely profitable for these powers because they can plunder the nation's capitals by selling arms to them. According to official international reports, since the Second World War till today, there hasn't been a single day without war in some corner of the world. Today we live in a world where $1,686 billion is spent annually on military affairs. Thousands of intercontinental missiles, thousands of atomic warheads, thousands of fighter aircrafts, aircraft carriers, and many other facilities at the disposition of domineering powers have made wars everlasting. Iran is located in a region surrounded by more than 60 American military bases. And surprisingly, the U.S. calls Iran a warmongering country and an invader. Iran is neighbored by countries that annually buy billions of dollars worth of armaments from American corporations and others. During recent years, these governments, compared with other countries, have devoted the highest percentage of their gross national product towards their military budget. If the Iranian people want to safeguard their security in the mentioned situation, what is the solution? Western powers have always threatened Iran by mentioning military action against it. Even the most democratic rulers in the U.S. have mentioned war as one strategy against Iran. These governments that threaten Iran today tried to dominate Iran between 1980 and 1988 during the Iraq-Iran War by comprehensively supporting Saddam, the Iraqi dictator. The Iranian people will never forget that during the war, 176 missiles hit the small town of Dezful only. More than 100 missiles were used to bombard Tehran, the capital of Iran. The Iranian people stood up to all of this with empty hands. During those 8 years, Saddam and his supporters attacked Iran with no concerns because they knew Iran's defensive power had been deprived. The Iranians learned that the only solution for protecting their nation and country was to domestically increase their defensive power. This is the historical experience of the Iranian nation. This experience is still true today. If Iran is not powerful, it will be forced to withdraw by the invaders. By increasing its defensive power, Iran managed to repel the invading powers. Iran has not attacked a single country over the last 300 years. However, to dissuade the enemy from attacking Iran naturally improves its power to dissuade rebel attacks, so that the bitter experience of the 8-year war is not repeated. One of the main reasons for Iran's missile power advancement is to be able to give the firmest response in the shortest time to adversary governments or military bases in its region. Missile power basically increases Iran's deterrence power. It is normal that the enemies of Iran are angry with Iran for its sovereignty. They engage in every possible measure to disarm Iran. Iran has never intended and will never intend to invade another country. Nevertheless, in order to defend its nation and country, it equips itself. The Iranian nation believes in God's promise and the divine tradition. If the enemy begins a war, the enemy will certainly be defeated.